Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Another part of the word is that we're no longer going to be laboring in vain. Psalm 127, 1 and 2. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. And unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise up early and stay up late, toiling for your food to eat. But he grants sleep to those he loves. Psalm 127, 1 and 2. The Lord is giving us a greater ability to accomplish things where we've been toiling in the past. As well, we're going to enter into the rest of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you would release this anointing right now, release the angels, protection over this as well. Nothing in common. We just repent, renounce, and break for anything in common. So I always do. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And the last part of the word is the seven spirits of the Lord from Isaiah 11, 1 and 2. Isaiah 2, basically. The spirit of the Lord will rest on them. The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. The Lord is releasing the seven spirits of the Lord. Now, this is powerful. I pray every day to have the seven spirits of the Lord be released over me, over in life, pray for over the partners. I'm just releasing the seven spirits of the Lord right now, the spirit of the Lord. We ask that the spirit of the Lord would dwell in us, Holy Spirit. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. And the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. And when this happens now, whenever this happens, whenever I see it, there's greater understanding, greater insight. The plans of the Lord start to come, get released and revealed in a greater way. Lord, we pray right now. Holy Spirit, increase your power. We pray for this word. The breakthrough angels are here. And back there are some breakthrough, I mean, high level angels, high level anointing right now, high level protection. Just step into it right now. We might have to battle, but it will be well worth it. Don't be discouraged. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. Increase this right now. In fact, there's manifestations happening. If you might notice, there's manifestations happening somewhere in your body. Anybody getting anything? For me, I felt it right away in my hands. And I'm feeling it around my chest. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit is here. Just right now, just begin to fan this into flame. The fire of the Lord. We declare the fire of this word. The breakthrough angels are here. I'm feeling a little bit of around my head and the presence in my feet. This is the angels and this is the Holy Spirit touching these areas. I put on the armor every day. Helmet of salvation. The breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the shoes of the readiness to share the gospel of peace, the sword of the Spirit, and the shield of faith. Lord, we thank you. I recommend putting on the armor daily. I recommend calling in the Isaiah 11 to the seven spirits of the Lord. And taking communion daily. I have communion I take communion every day. So Lord, I pray right now that you would bless this time, this transitional time. Whoo, thank you, Lord. Yep. It's gonna put the anointing on that. Release this now in the name of Jesus. The power, your presence. Thank you, Lord. I just want to do communion now before I forget. But you can do communion. Lord, we just thank you for it. It's a powerful. I try to remember to tell you, but just, Lord, I just take the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. And if you have communion, great. Lord, listen to this later. In Jesus' name, the power, the body and the blood of Jesus over this prophetic word, over our body, soul, spirit, mind, will, emotion, flesh, bone, and blood in Jesus' name. Don't want to spill it. Thank you, Lord. The blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus for the healing. I think I got some on me. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I've been praying in the joy again. The joy. I need to tell you, we need the laughter. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the presence of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Increase right now. I was asking the Lord to bring back some of those times of joy in his presence. Jesus' name and the blessings.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.